Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Should Massachusetts become a sanctuary state for immigrants and refugees? There's certainly some potential risk to the idea since President Donald Trump has threatened to halt federal funding to sanctuary cities that promise to protect undocumented residents, as Boston, Somerville, and Lawrence are doing. The subject is expected to be raised today on Beacon Hill as House Democrats caucus to talk about how to respond to President Trump's initiatives. They're expected to discuss a new bill called the Safe Communities Act, which would prohibit state funds from being used to enforce federal immigration laws. One of the co-sponsors is State Representative Juana Matias from Lawrence. We asked her if the plan is to turn Massachusetts into a sanctuary state.
Yes and no. It is, but it has other expansive provisions that sanctuary city titles in the past have not. So in our legislation, especially on the House side, it has a provision against a registry for Muslims. And, you know, we specifically dictate in the legislation that we do not want to use any state resources. We do not want to utilize the registry of motor vehicles to provide any information to help assist or support any registry that the federal government may be interested in implementing.
Governor Baker's office says the governor does not support a so-called sanctuary state. How do you intend to persuade Governor Baker?
Well, I think what needs to happen is that as a House of Representatives and the Senate, I think we need to bring this issue to the floor, allow our representatives to vote on this matter, and then bring it before him so that he can decide whether this is something he wants to veto or not. I think that what was very impressive about our legislation in the first month was that hundreds and hundreds of residents called their state representatives. I received hundreds of calls from people who were very thankful that I had filed this on the House side, who had mentioned that they were going to contact their state representatives, and they did. That's why we were able to get 81 people in an amount of 2 weeks to get behind this initiative. So I think that, you know, once this reaches the governor's desk, he'll have a decision to make, and he should take into consideration the mass amount of support and calls we've received here in the House from residents who we support and we represent.
You're 29 years old. It's your first time holding an elected office, as I understand it. You were just sworn into office a few weeks ago in January. Why'd you decide to take on something this big right now?
It's something personal to me. My father was an undocumented immigrant when he arrived to the United States. So I am the product of immigration. I am an immigrant. And so to me, it's really important for me to be at the forefront of this issue because I know that immigrants come here looking for better opportunities. They come here to be productive citizens. I see it as a duty for me to really advocate on behalf of immigrants, people who represent my story.
State Representative Juana Matias from Lawrence, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was truly a pleasure.
We're joined now by WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown to talk about this bill. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob.
Let me ask about the bones of this plan first. Will this bill actually prevent a lot of state funds from being used to uphold federal immigration law, or is it more of a symbolic move?
I sense that this is a little bit more symbolic. For the most part, the immigrants in question would already be in custody or dealing with the state for another reason. The bill prohibits the sharing of information with federal immigration authorities on the individual's immigration status. I don't think there's a huge dollar figure tied to emailing that information along to the feds.
All right, a dose of political reality. Realistically, what's the likelihood that this bill, the Safe Communities Act, actually passes both the House and the Senate and makes it to the governor's desk?
Well, in the form that it is right now, I think that's unlikely. The bill does have 81 co-sponsors at this point. 76 are from the House and 5 are from the Senate. They would need 107 House members to override a veto, and I think they're quite a ways away from that number. Now, we will get a better sense of the bill's chances later today when the House Democrats meet behind closed doors to discuss how they plan to respond as a body to the executive orders that have been coming out of the White House.
If it does eventually make it to Governor Baker's desk, Baker has said he doesn't support a sanctuary state. What kind of position would or might this put him in?
Well, it would give the Democrats a talking point next year's gubernatorial election. Of course, the Mass Democratic Party is trying to capitalize on President Trump's unpopularity, especially here in Massachusetts. So in the event that this were to get to Governor Baker's desk and were he to veto it, I would expect that whoever is running against him in 2018 to try to claim that there is no difference between Baker and Trump when it comes to immigration.
WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Bob.